Thursday Morning with the Musers. We are on the road today at Heritage Auctions for their big Winter Platinum Sports Auction. And we've got a lot of P1s here in the lobby. The lobby is great. They've got a lot of these items that are up for bid. It's always fun to come here. And Gordo is now out with the wireless. Come
I
in.
Do. I have the wireless. Do you have me?
We have you.
I don't know if you guys can see me.
Yeah,
we see you.
Oh, okay.
I'm far away.
I'm pretty close. All right, we'll talk to some P1s here who traveled a long way to come see us. Hmm. What's your name, ma'am?
Sherry.
Oh, it's Sherry.
Oh, wow. Yay.
How many years have you been listening to the ticket, Sherry?
Oh, day one, P1.
Look at that.
Wow.
Man. Look at that. But you don't live here anymore.
I do not. I left Texas for Seattle, Washington.
And why?
Really?
Yeah.
So many reasons. Mostly the weather.
Uh-huh. You like the rainy weather up there?
It doesn't rain.
Oh, it doesn't?
It doesn't rain. It's a
That's
lot.
It's a myth.
But we want everyone to think it rains all the time. So
we
all
up there.
Exactly. We don't want more people. It's perfect.
And who's your favorite muser?
Well, definitely you.
Oh, look at that.
I knew it. Knowing the answer, that's why I asked it.
Okay, who's your least favorite muser?
Oh, I don't have a least favorite muser. That's mean. I don't have one. I've known you guys forever. Why would I say that?
You have. Now, who is this young man sitting standing next to you?
This is my child. His name is Vinny, and he turns 21 today.
Oh, congratulations,
Happy birthday. Party.
Thank you.
Let's take him out tonight.
Before we came out here, we went up to my barista job, and I made myself a vanilla whiskey latte with a lot of whiskey, extra whiskey.
He's 21 now, so he can do that. So you're a barista.
I am. I'm one of the best.
Oh,
okay.
Ooh, Vinny's got a lot of confidence. What do you want to keep going in the barista arts, or are you going to switch careers?
This is just temporary. This is to help with the acting career.
Oh, he's an actor. You know, George always wanted to be an actor, and he kind of stalled out in community theater. But,
that's Gordon's story.
But anyway, and don't you have a brother? You have a brother, right?
Yes, I have an older brother up in Seattle as well.
Okay, he didn't make it down for this exclusive Musers trip?
No, I think he would rather stay up there.
Okay, what does he do?
He works with the trains.
With the trains?
That was his dream, to work with trains, and he got his dream job.
Really? And did he go to school for that, Mom?
He did. He has a degree in Mandarin Chinese and computer science, and he works as an electrical engineer for the city of Seattle. He's getting his master's. Mm-hmm. So, he did go to school for that.
Are you proud of your kids?
I'm super proud of my kids. I have the best kids in the world.
Oh. And how's the love life?
A what?
Oh, no.
In front of her son.
No.
Come on.
Oh, no. You're married now?
No.
Gordon?
What?
Jeez, man.
Here. Now he's happy.
She's a good P1. We hadn't seen her in a long time, and you just want to go down that road.
Dating?
Nope.
That's the answer he wanted.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you dated?
It's been a long time, because I've been divorced almost 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah, it's
great. Now, when you were dating after the divorce, did you ever bring any guys home to meet your kids?
Never.
So, Vinny, you never met any of her paramours, her suitors?
Only dads.
Uh-huh. Only dads. Oh, you met your dad's girlfriends.
Geez. Yeah. Too many to count on both hands.
Oh, no. So dad started tearing it up afterwards, huh?
Oh.
Dad was tearing it up.
Gosh, Gordon.
That's her son.
But he was only tearing it up afterwards. There wasn't any stuff during the marriage.
No comment.
Oh. Gordon. That's the answer he wanted.
Right?
Oh. Yeah. One of those times, I'm just going to put my head down.
But none that you found out about, right?
No comment.
Oh. Gordon, what is it like to wake up every day and want to make people feel bad?
No, I know. But anyway, how's your health? That's doing. You're doing well, right?
Health is awesome.
Because you've always been a very healthy person.
Have, and living in Pacific Northwest, I hike a ton, kayak, run, snowshoe.
Snowshoe? What is that?
Awesome.
Is there snow up there?
Yes, there's snow.
They have mountains up there?
Mount Rainier.
Only Rainier and Mount Hood and Mount Adams and Mount St. Helens.
All right.
Yeah, it's great.
And is pot legal up there? Vinny? Oh, Vinny, very nodding, very positive here.
Oh, yeah. Now that I'm 21, when I go up there, yes, it is very legal.
So you can do all the pot you want now?
Yes.
And, Mom, you're fine with that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. See there? That's progress.
Yeah.
That's progress. Okay. Well, God bless you guys.
Sherry,
thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Vinny.
Thank you.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
There. Yeah, happy birthday. All right, let's talk to this gentleman right over here. You work here, right? Which department are you in?
My name is Brett Weiss. I'm the lead video game cataloger, video game department.
Now, what's the deal with the old E.T. cartridge? Any of those ever come up for auction?
Well, yes, they do, and supposedly it's the worst video game ever published, but it's really not. There's a lot that are worse.
Like, name one that's worse.
There's one called Snake for the Atari 2600 that's pure crap. No, you don't.
Yeah. I remember Snake. I remember reading about Snake. I never played it.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, and I remember reading about the E.T. cartridges that were supposedly buried somewhere in some landfill.
Yeah, in New Mexico, and that's actually, they did a documentary on that, so what was thought to be sort of a rumor or just an urban legend was actually true.
It was actually proven to be true.
Yeah, and they actually buried a lot of other Atari cartridges as well, even popular titles like Centipede and Defender and like that, because they were just overproduced.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What about Super Bowl, Techno Bowl?
Techno Bowl is NES.
Okay.
Atari, yeah, I don't know where George is going with that. Yeah. We were talking 2600.
Well, I was trying to talk about something of this century, maybe.
Okay.
Gosh. Great game, though, so that's all right.
Yeah, that's all I wanted.
Any other video game questions, George?
No, that was it.
That was it?
Yeah.
That's your one bit of video game knowledge. That's all right.
Yeah.
What's the most expensive video game to ever be sold, like a cartridge or something in a package?
So Nintendo 64, Super Mario 64, went for $1.6 million a few years ago. So, and there's a Super Mario coming up for the NES, the original Super Mario Brothers, that might crack a million, so we'll see.
I'm sorry, is that the game or the console? Like an old console would be worth something?
Of the game itself.
Okay.
So Super Mario 64 was the actual game.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And it's sealed. The thing is high-grade, sealed condition. Those are things people look for, sort of like sports collectibles. And with video games, variants have become a big thing. Like for Super Mario Brothers, for the NES, if you can see like the hang tab, the matte sticker, and all that kind of stuff, it's really... gets really granular and nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But collectors really are, you know, that seems important to them. You know, because they're very rare, those early productions. It's sort of like a rookie card in sports or like a first appearance of a superhero, something like that.
Right.
Some of those early productions, video games. And just in the last, you know, few years, video games have kind of come, like baseball cards, like comic books, as being, you know, super collectible and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And some gamers aren't super crazy about that because it kind of makes the prices go up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But you can always just play card only or a downloaded copy or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So if some parents 30 years ago would have said, here, this is for Christmas. Mm-hmm. You can either play this or let's keep it in the package. And when you turn 35, it'll... $2 million is yours.
Well, what's funny is people didn't have any clue that video games would ever be viewed as collectibles.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s and 90s, almost no one thought to put away sealed copies or to collect multiple copies and everything like that. It was just considered outdated technology, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's one reason they're so rare and valuable because people weren't putting them away. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go talk to this gentleman right over here. How are you doing, sir?
What's up, Gordo?
Hey. You recognize those guys up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he works for us.
I see him every day.
Do you see them every day?
Pretty much. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Greg.
And what is the worst interaction you've had with one of them in the hallway?
When I said hi and they didn't say hi back.
Yeah. Oh, that never happens.
That happens a lot.
That happens
to me with those guys. I mean, it's very
that
uncomfortable.
Could be true.
What's the craziest thing you've realized while working at the ticket?
Craziest thing is that you guys will just talk about anything, and it's just all... wonderful to hear on the right day.
Ooh. Yeah, on the right day. Catch him on the wrong day.
A bit of a caveat to that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But you've enjoyed your time?
Yes, I just passed my 1-year work anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. Congratulations. You going to do anything special?
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm expecting a surprise party when I get back to the station, guys, so I'm just letting you know now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it has
Craig
to be
was in charge of it.
Has
so
to
we'll
be the right day.
Goes.
All right.
It's got to be the right day.
Yeah. Thanks, Craig. Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. There's a little wireless
okay,
from out here.
Good job there, Gordo.
Yes, sir.